This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, 5 o'clock. I'm sorry I lost control during Jeremy's update, but the Bears interviewing Mike McCarthy would be peak Bears. Like, if you design in a lab, how can we effing ruin a rookie quarterback? You go from Eberflus to McCarthy. I digress. Lions. Look.
It's not why I thought you were laughing.
Oh, no. So... The Lions game last night, I think our overall tenor, it's relief. Incredible performance. And in a lot of ways, like, you know, Amon-Ra did that celebration last week. They did. They kind of took the belt out. They were like, we got your hand in the cookie jar, Kevin. We're going to take the belt to you. And then Aaron Glenn's game plan, just because I say something on a Friday or TJ agrees with it doesn't mean it's right. But we said it Friday when Rico was on vacation, like, my only out is do what you did in the fourth quarter and do it all the time. Just blitz. I will live with the results. Just go down swinging. Blitz, 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 because Darnold holds the ball forever. Look what happened. Aaron Glenn, and I give credit to Dan Campbell, too, because you know the boss man. Remember how you always used to joke with me when I'd hate Dave Warner? And you'd be like, he works for somebody, Michael. And I'm like, Aaron Glenn works for Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell still has to green light. And when Aaron – look, what I credit Dan Campbell and this staff for is they never coach scared. So Aaron Glenn decided, all right, here's the deal. We may shut this team out or we may give up 50, and I'm going to live with the results. That game plan, dude, they had Sam Darnold seeing ghosts. And then Darnold did himself no favors by missing wide open people. The bottom line is, I'm relieved. The last 5 weeks of their defense versus what you got here, last night is not real. Maybe the last 5 weeks isn't either. Find the middle ground and we can get a parade. So yeah. I'm relieved. I loved what I saw from the staff. And yeah, there's an element of pride to it because there's something cool when you're a blue collar town. And like, let's face it, man, it's snowing outside. There ain't no palm trees. I just love the idea of a soulless ginger coming in here and getting the belt. And Aaron Glenn gave him the belt.
Yeah, what you saw.
That's enjoyable to me because Sam Darnold's a fraud.
Now, what you saw, Mike, before the game was two teams going for the number one seed. One team was trending towards that. The other team was decimated by the defense. But by the end of the game, the Lions looked like it never should have been any doubt who's the best team in the NFC. And Minnesota looked like a team that's going to be hitting the road for a long time, and they deserved it. Like, they looked awful. They played out of their game, out of their element. A lot does go on Sam Darnold, but a lot has to go on their coach because you allowed the play calls to happen. Your fourth down, you let Dan Campbell punk you out of who you are. You don't go for it like that. That's not you. That's not Minnesota. You're safe. You kick field goals. You decide to play the Dan Campbell game, and you got burned. Not once, but twice. Down in the red zone, deep in the red zone, and you couldn't find a way to get it done. The game was over at that point. Because it easily should have been, 28-7? And we would have been saying, like, wow, you know, it's just like the last time they played and they jumped out to this big lead. Can the Lions come back? No, because once you missed on that fourth down conversion, the confidence was gone. It was the overthrow. It was the missed receivers. It was everything that could go wrong for Minnesota kept going wrong. It was, okay, you got the game to one. It was 7-6, and all you got to do is just kick the ball off. The Lions take a knee, and you go into halftime down one. Oh, wait, I'm going to kick the ball out of bounds. Now the Lions get it at the 40. They line up, Bates kicks the field goal, and now you're down 10-6. Doesn't seem like a lot, but it was demoralizing.
Yeah, it is deflating. You saw it happen to O'Connell on the sidelines. I mean, look, I just, my big thing is this. Like, I've defended Aaron Glenn to the point of maybe you're a slappy for this guy. I'm not. I just, when you lose the amount of players they've lost, I don't think it's appropriate to firebomb your defensive coordinator while you're kissing the ass of your OC who's had no injuries to deal with. Like, I just don't think that's fair. And I don't think you can blame Aaron Glenn. I wasn't mad at Aaron Glenn the last 5 weeks. I was mad at the situation. But Aaron Glenn had dialed up something last night that 99% of coordinators wouldn't dare. So I have infinite respect for that. Because you know what would happen, Rico, if we sat here and look, if Sam Darnold didn't play like ass, and if you didn't blitz quite as much, if you got dotted for 40-something points, these phone lines would be filled with people slandering Aaron Glenn. And you know what would happen? All these stupid talk shows on TV. Oh, Aaron Glenn really hurt his ability to be a head coach. So my whole point is the man risked it for the biscuit. His head coach empowered him to do it. The players had his back. But no, I'm not under any illusion, like Jim Costa wearing a sequin T-shirt this morning. I'm not under any illusion that this is how it's going to roll, because a real quarterback is going to look at these blitzes and is not going to airmail 17 balls. So middle ground, find it. Just be somewhere between last night and the last 5 weeks, and we can win a Super Bowl here. So very, very nice performance. But for me, it's relief. It's not joy, because there's only one joy. You're either winning it all or this was all a waste. And I know people hate that opinion. Well, hey, I'm a New Yorker. This is how it works. This is it. None of it's joy. Survive in advance. I'm relieved. And now this weekend, let everybody go kill each other on the battlefield and the Lions rest. So it's relief for me. Is that a bad emotion?
No.
Should I be dancing around at the disco like Cookies?
No. You got the job done. I mean, you know what? Because for some Lions fan, because they've never been there before, so I understand it. I get it. This is why Cookies acted that way, because you've never had the number one seed. So you were expecting the way things were going, it looked like Minnesota was going to walk in here. And at the beginning of the game, it kind of looked like that when they got down to the red zone so many times. And then you realize they are choking. They're well, not going to get
this. That's the key. Because, like, and this is where, look, I you know, the hard part.
Yeah, your weakness became a strength last night, which was the defense.
Well, right. And it's also, I get jaded after doing this job for so damn long, is that, like, look, I don't give credit to a defense when a quarterback just flat misses a wide open receiver. But if you talk to the average fan about it, they go, well, you're being a hater. No, I'm being a hater. I'm watching the damn game. I mean, it's just, I view it through a different lens. Where I give the Lions credit was the unwavering belief we are going to pressure and we are going to live with those results. And the pressure absolutely impacted Darnold, where you got him roughly, I think you pressured him on 50% of throws. You blitzed him on what seemed like 75% of snaps.
I think the stat was 42%. But yes, here's the thing. As you like to say, both things can be true. Because you blitzed Darnold, because you hit him so hard,
because you did so much.
Now, we're not going that way. But because he was under duress the entire game, he was seeing ghosts. His game got sped up. He wasn't hitting his receivers. He was overthrowing passes. And a lot of that came from the blitz packages that Aaron Glenn just kept sending relentlessly. Like, no, son, this will not stop. Don't think that all of a sudden I'm going to pull back and be like, no. No, this is going to go on until you finally just say, no more, we're done.
He gave him the belt.
Yeah.
You stole the cookie from the cookie jar. Yeah. Now you keep lying to me, you get the belt. He went old school. But that's this team's deal. I don't know. There's just something. I'm thrilled they got this done, because it feels in a lot of ways the train is back on the tracks with a realistic shot of getting to a Super Bowl. If they had lost, I'm telling you, I would pick against them. If they had lost and they had to fly out to L.A., and I don't think there's any way Terry Arnold would play this weekend. No, I would straight up tell you this is a disaster. So the win is just relief, and it's a little bit of a breather, and I think everybody on that in that room needs it.
Well, it's demoralizing because if you would have lost, kind of like where Minnesota is right now, you have to start questioning, were we really 14 games good, or was this just fugazi?
Like, no, they're better than the 14, 15 wins, considering the injuries they've endured. When you really imagine.
No, but with the defense declining, and then you're looking at like, man, we've been giving up a ton of points.
Just imagine if they didn't lose the players they lost. Imagine what this team would look like right now. I know we don't get to play in that fantasy land, but that's where, with those players, oh, no, I expected it.
So you would have expected the Buffalo game they would have won?
Yes. Rico, I'm not joking when I tell you, if they had all their players, it would be Costa double-digit disco. I'll tell you now, if they play the Chiefs, they're going to give them the belt.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Chiefs are a fraud. They're a fraud. You got to get there first. And the Chiefs got to get there.
Right. And you know what? You're right, because I said that the team that I still would give them fits is Lamar and the Ravens.
Yeah, it's Buffalo or Baltimore. I'm with
you. And you saw what happened when you played Baltimore.
You blitz those teams. I'm sorry. That'll be a different thing.
And they're not going to just stop running Derrick Henry.
There's no negativity. But yeah. 6.5-7 yards of carry last night. Even if you strip away a 50-yard run by Akers, where, by the way, Kirby Joseph hustled deluxe to keep him out of the end zone and then thereby keep them.
Yeah, it was like the Jefferson. Like, he got the ball down there. Like, you better score, because if you get stopped at the five, that's it.
248-539-9797. We'll get the people next. Lions review coming up at 5:30 as well. So it's all Lions all day today. Rightfully so. One down, three to go. Three games left for the parade people have waited several lifetimes for. That's it. So I know it's not pom-pom city, but I told you from August when Rico and I were sitting at Circa, it's Super Bowl or bust.
And I don't know if you saw after the game on Channel 4, the woman who had her father's ashes she had brought to the game. Like, yeah, you're going to see a lot of that. A lot of people.
I don't think I've ever been happier that I turned the TV off than hearing what you just told me.
Yeah. Are you, David, did you see that?
I did not see that. No, I started watching the actual Lions stuff on YouTube. Ashes. Yeah.
Oh, no. I took the gun.
And you're going to see a lot at the parade? Oh, my goodness. It's going to be a lot of people emptying urns in the middle of Woodward.
Okay, yeah, save that.
Wear your mask,
parade.
Please, because it'll be a lot of that in the air. Yeah,
you know what?
Right.
I'm not going to. You know what? Let's just stop there. I was about to say something, and it's too early in the week to get in trouble.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Earlier in the show, Rico, you brought up Bryce Young, so I wanted to give him a little bit of spotlight here for the drive of the week. So in total,
this is the throw where he threw his. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, I know where you're going.
So
with
in
this.
Total, before I get to that actual drive, they had 9 total drives. I'm not counting the end of the half drive. They had 9 drives and scored on 6 of those 9 drives. And then he had the overtime drive where he went 10 plays, 70 yards, just under 7 minutes to beat the Atlanta Falcons yesterday, 44-38. Bryce Young himself was 251 yards and 3 touchdowns 123.5 rating yesterday.
Drive of the week, Sam Darnold to the airport, the loser that he is. Soulless Ginger, gate B17.
That is your drive of the week. Bryce Young looks good.
Dave Canales is doing it.
Yeah.
He's another one of these QB whispers. Good thing the Giants kept everybody. All right, let's go to the people, shall we? I want to make sure we get everybody involved. Matt has been very patient. He's up next, 97.1. Matty, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, man? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
A statement and a question. So, Lions looked really good, and Anzalone came back. I think he looked good. This extra, week off, he'll be able to fully heal.
Yes.
He'll get more players back. So, I think road to the Super Bowl is more than probable. And then I wanted to ask you specifically, Mike, how you feel about this story that the Bengals requested an investigation because mainly the Chiefs, they threw the game. A lot of teams rested their starters, and the Bengals are complaining because now they missed the playoffs. That's so stupid.
Yeah, Matt, I think here, what's funny, Matt, is you and I look at it alike. I would tell the Bengals, hold, please. Advice, don't start your year 4-8. There's an idea. You can't ask other people to do your work for you. So, yeah, I'm with you. And that's really soft by the Bengals. I that's a weird deal.
Well, yeah, because the Chiefs just came out and said, the Chiefs and the Rams both are like, yeah, we don't care. Don't. And the Chiefs really mailed it in. They didn't even try.
Right. Why would they want to see Joe Burrow in the playoffs? A guy who has beaten them. A guy who has been a thorn in their side. No.
And especially, Matt, they had a chance to beat him and the refs bailed him out.
And Matt, as far as the Lions go, it's Aaron Glenn to me. Look, getting Anzalone back helps. Don't get it twisted. But that game plan and their conviction to sticking with it, and it just allows your guy. Look, it allows your guys in the secondary to play a different way because you know the ball's coming out. It allows you to be more aggressive, take more chances, and we're going to live and die by it. And most defensive.
I want to say one thing.
Go ahead.
I'm in Tennessee for work, and this is just off topic. Something I did here that I would never be able to do in Detroit because of the price. I was able to sit. I went to the Titans game, and I was able to sit on the 50-yard line, two rows back, for $46.
Yeah, Matt, there were 6,000 people there yesterday.
I would never be able to.
No. Matt, what you experienced is the same thing that's going on in a place like New York with Giants and Jet fans. The fan base is out. The product's terrible. There's no hope. And you end up where, out of town Matt, who's there on a work conference, is sitting at the 50. Mm-hmm. like you're the owner.
Probably thought they were counterfeit tickets.
Yeah. Matt actually was coaching yesterday.
You going to play?
Going to get down? Anything? Get a play sheet.
Come on.
Let's go to Ian.
We got headphones for you.
97.1. Ian, what's going on, buddy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon, Ian. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Meanwhile, the Lions standing room only tickets for the divisional round are $680.
Oh, yeah. No, it's Super Bowl pricing here on out.
So I think, talking about the game yesterday, I think it was a combination of, the Lions having the right game plan. But also, I went back and watched the condensed game again today to just watch some of those drives in the red zone for Minnesota. And I don't know what the heck they were doing. part of it is, Darnold not being, Jared Goff, the reason he's so successful is because, like you say, he throws guys open. It's the timing of the routes. If Darnold had just had some conviction pre-snap, of, okay, this is what I'm seeing, this is how it factors into the offensive play. You turn, you throw the ball, it's a touchdown. And there were four of those plays on these red zone drives where if he had just had a plan and executed the plan, they'd have kicked our butts.
And again, Ian, that's why I'm not getting high on our own supply here. I loved the Lions game plan, but you won't be facing Sam Darnold in some of these games moving forward, which means it won't look like that. If we can just, by way of being aggressive, if this is going to be the new normal, and I think it's their only way out, Ian, if you can find a middle ground between the last 5 weeks of disaster and then last night's masterpiece, you can win a Super Bowl. It's why when I was talking Friday about the Anzalone thing, no, I don't want to hear that it's dumb or it's BS if you're giving up 33 a game. You need to be better. So the defense was better. As long as we're getting a level of better, they can win it. So now, yeah, I mean, just get some rest.
Exactly. You know, you get some rest. The guys you have, I mean, there's not like huge names coming back in the next couple weeks, but if we can get some guys healthy, you know, just get everybody rested up. And then if we can hold teams to like 24 points,
exactly.
Like as long as the offense keeps, you know, playing the way they've been playing. And I get the second quarter especially was atrocious from our offense, but they figured it out in the second half. You know, the halftime adjustments that they've been making the last few weeks, especially on offense, have been great.
And Ian, you know, the other thing,
yesterday,
the reality is when teams come here, this is like what Seattle used to be with the Legion of Boom. This is what Arrowhead is. This is a legitimate home field advantage where you, the fan, have a huge impact. You ended their first drive with a penalty. How many delay of games? How many timeouts? How hard the communication was? Like, Ian, keeping those games here off the bye week, that's why it was so important, because now people got to come to you on your terms, in your house. And realistically, look, Minnesota, Rico, you said earlier, Minnesota changed how they wanted to play because they knew who they were playing against.
Mm-hmm.
That won't be the last team that's got to come in here and do it. The only team that's not going to do that stuff is Philly. They're self-assured in who they are. You know what? They have their own problems. Their quarterback's still in concussion protocol.
Yeah. I was going to say, maybe the Rams, but you just have the Rams' number. And in the end, you find a way to beat them. But I think McVay will come in with his own strategy.
You blitz Stafford that way, he'll throw for 400 yards.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Because think about it. There was no Puka Nacua Cup. Like, they both left. Like, they had half of their offensive line wasn't there.
And they still ended up in overtime. And last year's playoff game, guys. And again, we're not going to re-adjudicate it, and the league owes you about 500 calls.
You got away with one.
Yeah, that was a flag on the last play. The point I'm making is that's a team. I don't want the Stafford storyline again. Oh, and God help us if Kelly has to bring the kids. Oh, God, that's going to be a story. Oh, geez.
See, that would have been a storyline. Kelly was going to be hosting parties for players.
Oh, the fans. They said something mean. Okay. You know, can Minnesota just win and we'll welcome the soulless ginger back in 2 weeks and body bag him again?
That's what you want if you're a Lions fan.
I absolutely do.
You yeah. Because I would normally say it's hard to beat a team three times. Not this
time. Not with a ginger.
Not
the rules,
this time.
You don't get it.
This is the Viking Groupon.
Yes. Yes. All right, David, timing-wise, we good. Lions Review is next. I'll take care of a little business. I just want to make sure we're not screwing the guys over.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh
nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.